Welcome to Monday Evening Prayer from the Anglican Prayer Book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. The Lord has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty for the captives and release for those in prison, to comfort all who mourn, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of splendour for the heavy heart. They shall be called trees of righteousness, planted for the glory of the Lord. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Psalm 89, beginning at verse 19. You spoke once in a vision and said to your faithful one, I have set a youth above a warrior. I have exalted a young man out of the people. I have found my servant David and anointed him with my holy oil. My hand shall uphold him, and my arm shall strengthen him. No enemy shall deceive him, nor shall the wicked hurt him. I will crush his adversaries before him and strike down those that hate him. My faithfulness and loving kindness shall be with him, and through my name his head shall be lifted high. I will set the hand of his dominion upon the western sea, and his right hand shall stretch to the streams of Mesopotamia. He will call to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn son, and highest among the kings of the earth. I will ever maintain my loving kindness toward him, and my covenant with him shall stand firm. I will establish his line forever, and his throne like the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and will not walk in my judgments, if they profane my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their rebellion with the rod, and their iniquity with blows. But I will not cause my loving kindness to cease from him, nor will I betray my faithfulness. I will not profane my covenant, or alter what has passed from my lips. Once and for all I have sworn by my holiness. I will not prove false to David. His prosperity shall endure forever, and his throne be as the sun before me, like the moon that is established forever, and stands in the heavens forevermore. God, who wonderfully created us and even more wonderfully restored our humanity, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit to triumph over suffering and death, and grant us eternal joy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea. His picked officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrew your adversaries. You sent out your fury. It consumed them like stubble. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Awesome in splendor, doing wonders. You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your steadfast love, you led the people whom you redeemed. You guided them by your strength to your holy abode. The peoples heard, they trembled. Pangs seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. Trembling, seized the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan melted away. Terror and dread fell upon them. By the might of your arm, they became still as a stone, until your people, O Lord, passed by, until the people whom you acquired passed by. You brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your own possession. The place, O Lord, that you made your abode. The sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning at chapter 28, verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalena and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. In Christ Jesus, the life-giving law of the Spirit has set us free from the law of sin and death. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. It is the Spirit that enables us to cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit bears witness that we are God's children. And if God's children, then heirs of God. We are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If we share his sufferings now, we shall be glorified with him hereafter. These sufferings that we now endure are not worth comparing with the glory that shall be revealed. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life of all who put their trust in him, raise us, we pray, from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may ever seek the things which are above, where he reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God of abundance, we honour your greatness and thank you for the beauty of earth, sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, deserts and rivers, for the songs of birds and the beauty of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may guard our heritage to the honour and glory of your name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, we ask for your mercy to be given to the country of Ukraine. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of Derby, the Church of England. The Diocese of Bunbury, the parish of Maryborough, Trinity Centre Pantry, Fortitude Valley, Matthew Flinders Anglican College, Budrum. All parishes seeking new clergy. All Anglican schools seeking new chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray. And in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen.